pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Civil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown as
what
the
up,
Brown.
Bro?
J. Anthony Brown as the Beaver.
Wow. Okay.
Happy Friday, Ken, folks.
Yeah, yes, sir.
This week went by quicker than a mofo smoking a cigarette in the cold. It went by quicker than today's segment's going to be, Civil. It went by quicker than Lucius and Cookie hooking up.
No.
Damn it, he just proposed to Boo Kitty about a week ago, Civil. Anyway, let's count down these week's contenders while I still remember. Contender number one, J. Anthony Brown. Jay, you a real rhymes with grass mold. Not only did you talk about Gabourey Sidibe wasn't going to be on Empire, but you can't keep your nephew, Ray J, off the news. Contender number two, Ray J. Now, Brandy's brothers claimed the fame was being the co-star of the infamous Kim Kardashian sex tape. Ray J went from the brother who beats it up to the brother who get beat down now, y'all. Ray J girlfriend, Princess Love from Love and Rip Drop. That's a rib drop, sir. Crock Ray J's ribs, busted his lip, and tore his ACL after Ray J came home late from a strip club. And Princess Love, who used to date Mayweather, went to work. Ray J is wearing a punch-proof vest now, y'all, because of that. Contender number three, Joe Biden. Yep, Vice President Head and Shoulders made news this week after he shoulder-humped the wife of new Defense Secretary Ashton Carter. Yeah, while Ashton Carter was being sworn in, Joe was playing a game of leapfrog, but the old frog didn't leap. He whispered in Ash's wife ear, "Wait to see my... Ooh.
Hey,
wait
hey.
To see my..." Contender number four, new Defense Secretary wife, Stephanie Carter. I don't care who whispered in your ear, Stephanie, you don't ever smile like you enjoyed it on national TV. All you had to do was frown. Contender number five, Vanilla Ice, a.k.a. Vanilla Heist, for lying like Brian to the cops in that burglary arrest a couple of days ago. Heist stole a pool heater. A pool heater! Where they do that at, y'all? He better be lucky he didn't go to jail, because Suge Knight was waiting on him like a hip-hop Grossberg. Y'all remember Grossberg? That crazy J. Geraldo Rivera, you are the Bama of the week, week, week. No wonder Toupee Fiasco fired Geraldo from Celebrity Apprentice, y'all. Geraldo said hip-hop has done more damage to black and brown people than racism in the last 10 years.
What?
He needs to check his moronic mustache, y'all. He needs to cut it. Y'all think when he cut it, Rudy Giuliani going to jump out of Duval!
Right.
Gonna get me some me, myself, and I.